Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Andy Becker is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by our flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please. The problem is our flesh. It's corrupted, sinful. When Adam ate the flesh of the fruit of the tree that he was commanded not to eat, sin came into the flesh, bringing corruption and condemnation. The verses at the end of Romans chapter 7, the ones right before today's lesson, talk about how the weakened flesh could not fulfill the law. The good I want to do, I do not do. Paul exclaims, who will save me from this body of death? The righteous requirement of God to follow his commands, his law, has to be fulfilled. Justice has to be done. The debt must be paid. The wages of sin is death. Death of the flesh. Since our flesh is the problem, the solution has to come to our flesh as well. So we hear Paul talk in these verses, Jesus came in our flesh. He took on our sinfulness in the flesh. And as we just heard, his flesh was condemned, killed. By sending his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin, Jesus is true man, the same stuff as we are. And he who knew no sin became sin, took on our sin. And Paul says he became the sin offering, the one who dies in the place of another. He does this for all of humanity. And in the flesh of Jesus, who is carrying all sin, God condemns sin in the flesh. Jesus bears the guilt and suffers the punishment for sin because he is the guilt offering. Because he's the guilt offering, those in Christ have no condemnation. They live in the Spirit, no longer hostile to God. And through the Spirit given in baptism, they submit to the law. In Romans 8, verse 1, Paul says there is no condemnation in Jesus Christ. The word that's translated as there is no literally means nothing. And if you're familiar with Romans chapter 8, you know that word appears again near the end of the chapter. Nothing can separate us Here, Paul is saying nothing is condemnation. Condemnation is the negative judgment, the punishment. You are guilty, and you are sentenced and condemned. But because of Jesus, the ones in him are not condemned. He is condemned in the flesh. He fulfills the law by being the sacrifice. And because he does, those in Christ are free. But don't just see this as some abstract treatise on Christ's work. Paul isn't just writing some theological tome. Here he moves from using pronouns like I or me or even we or us or even you all to the first person pronoun, second person pronoun, you. He hasn't used this word you since chapter 2. It's personal. It's singular. What he writes here is applied to you. He says, the law of the Spirit of Christ has freed you. Not a person in general, not someone in the abstract. Because of Christ's work, this is your reality. It's concrete and tangible. You and your flesh are freed from the curse of the law in Christ Jesus. Christ's sacrifice has freed you. Nothing can condemn you. Nothing can separate you. Not life or death or angels or demons, the present or the future, nor height, nor depth, nor any power can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. How Paul ends this chapter, so he begins it with nothing. Nothing condemns you. Not life or death, nor things present, nor things to come, nor our weakness of flesh, nor our wretchedness that does the evil and not the good. For the ones in Christ Jesus, the ones given his Spirit in baptism, the ones for whom he died, nothing is condemnation. You are freed. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.